The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Wonderful Wednesday. And what do we have that we didn't receive? Interesting. Plus, it's up to you and it's up to me to do our best to pass it on. And finally, when good comes to us, we need to share that. So, yeah, that's real.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. And I have an idea for you. I'm going to start in the intro. Whatever your routine is that you're doing to survive right now, here's a brilliant idea. Watch. Change it just a little. Add some freshness. Freshness to the whole thing. Really, you'll really think it's great. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a text. Get it? Give us a text, 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483. Of course, any topic is open for conversation. If you want to have a praise report or even a prayer request, you still got to text it, and we'd be glad to share it on the air if that's what you'd prefer. Keep in mind, it doesn't matter what we're talking about because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First thing that I had mentioned when we were doing the intro is just doing a little bit of a change to your routine. So you know what I did this morning? I just shaved everything, shaved my beard, shaved everything, kind of splashed myself, gave myself kind of a freshness feel, and I just felt so much better. And I thought, you know what? For people that are in a routine that you got to be in, I get it, but a little bit of diversity might be a tad bit of a blessing. So I'm just kind of offering that up to you if you're able to do it. Number two, I want to give you an update on Easton Scott. Now, the new baby, Cash, doing great. Family's at home. They're sending pictures already, so they're all just having a great time. I talked to my daughter last night for about 30 minutes. Easton Scott has done so much better since he's been home with them. There has only been one time where it was super serious, but no life-threatening emergencies since they've been home, which is fantastic. So I'm just praising God for his mercy that he's poured upon our family. We just really appreciate that. Plus, we're also praying, lifting people up, and I just want to give a shout out to Eric and to Joy and to Cordy and to John and Dan and Deb and all the people that are reaching out throughout the show. Thank you so much for your interaction. I will let you know how I spent some of my morning today. Just so you can know how bad it gets for me, I was stuck somewhere between my exegetical decision-making process and my translation theory process. Want to switch? Anyway, here we go. Today, for those that do not know, it's Rubber Eraser Day. I guess this is the day that the rubber eraser was invented. It's also, take a guess what day it is. Take a guess. That's it. It's Take a Wild Guess Day. That's what it is. That's so funny. Tax Day, although not so much because it looks like everything's got pushed back to another time in another place, so not so much anymore. National Banana Day, that it absolutely is. And for those that don't know, it's technically it's McDonald's Day, because on this day, the McDonald's Corporation was founded in 1955. Last thing to tell you, for those that remember using a Rand McNally Atlas, this was the first day it was published in 1924. If you remember using a Rand McNally Atlas, you're with me. You're just like going, wow, that was a long time ago in a land far away. Tonight I will be on Eagle Perch Radio, which is a private radio blog for my good friend Noah. He's the one that was my producer for years in San Diego. He also set up my Twitter, if anybody wants to connect to it, David Spoon at Spoon Experience. That's David Spoon at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. There we go. Thank you very much. DNA. Draw, what do we say? DNA. What is the DNA for a Christian? That's what we're made of. D, draw closer to the Lord. N, never be ashamed. A, always be ready. That's our DNA. Very important for us to function in that. Draw closer to the Lord. Never be ashamed. Always be ready. Speaking of always being ready, let's get into our very first teach. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. Here's what it says. For who makes you so superior? What do you have that
you may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty.
Okay, that was me just burping. Don't worry about me burping. That's okay. Anyway, here's the question. Here's the scripture. 1 Corinthians 4:7. For who makes you so superior? What do you have that you didn't receive? If, in fact, you did receive it, why do you boast as if you hadn't received it? Here is the passage. Here is the challenge. You and I have some really cool, distinctive elements in our lives. We have certain processes that our mind uses, that our heart uses, that nobody else uses. They are, essentially, they are given to us by God as a pattern by which we process things, be it through our mind and our heart, or both of them collectively. It's how we receive, it's how we take it in. And then within that framework, he helped develop our personality. For whatever reason, if you think that everything you are, you just made, it's kind of like a denial. It's what the Lord put inside of you and pulled out of you. And so if the Lord put it in you and made you the way you are, and he gave you certain things that maybe you're not so great at, but he gave you other things that you're fantastic at. He gave you other elements that you're really solid at. You really get it. You really know how to approach it. Those are all receptive from the Lord. The reason that we think we're superior is because we are often caught up in our own legends of our minds. We think, yeah, that's right. God's lucky to have me. And when I do something for church, they're lucky to get it, because I'm a giver. That's how I am. That's how I roll. It's really important to understand, a little bit of tongue-in-cheek, to recognize that God used a donkey to rebuke a prophet. That's really helpful to understand. Before we get too high and mighty, we need to just recognize, okay, well, what we have, we received. And what we receive, here it is, we should be thankful for and not complain about. Did you ever look at somebody who's a Christian or a different person who didn't think, I wish I had more of that or more of that or more of that? Well, what if that's not what God wanted you to receive? Do you think God makes junk? He knows exactly what he's doing when he made you. He made you the way he made you for a reason. And here's the big thing, for his reasons. So we should be thankful, appreciative, starting with just the fact that we have heartbeats. That's kind of a cool thing to start with. The fact that you were able to get up today is a gift from God. What we need to be aware of is sometimes we act like we own it because we're all that and a bag of chips. Instead, we need to recognize that God gave it to us because of His graciousness, His gift-giving, His kindness. And here's something the Lord's really poured into my personal heart lately, and I'm hoping that it's helpful for everybody else. The things that God has given me that give me a chance to understand or give me a chance to draw closer to Him, they're awesome because they have a lot to do with my fellowship with the Lord, but they're not for me. They're for all of His people. In other words, these cool things that God has put into my life, they're for the benefit of the people of God. And King David, when he became king, it's one of the great passages, recognized that God had made him king. And the same thing happened in the beginning of Solomon's ministry, by the way, but that God had made David king for the sake of His people. And God does things in your life and my life for the sake of your brothers and sisters around you as well as you. You're not excluded, but they're a part of it, and they're a part of you. So whatever you can offer, that's why you hear me say this in the beginning sections most of the time, whatever you can offer by way of encouragement, by way of prayer, by way of text, phone call, email, letter, anything, lift people up. Be the blessing that God designed you and created you to be. He gave you great things in your life, but He gave them to you for the sake of others as well. That's why we support one another. That's why we love one another. That's why we can recognize as true brothers and sisters, whatever I have is yours and whatever you have is mine. And when you rejoice, I rejoice. And when you weep, I weep. And that action is a testimony to the gospel of Jesus Christ, of people separated for God to bring glory and honor to God and to be a blessing to the nations. That was the promise of the Messiah. He will use the Messiah to bless the nations. You're that offspring. That's kind of cool, huh? I think it's awesome. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break, see what we can do on some of the tech stuff. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, and we'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's HeMustIncrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon experience?
An important part is to understand the Philistine rulers were political leaders. They were political leaders. They got together for a political solution. That's what happened. That's what happened. The priests got together and made a decision. Instead of trying to overcome the power of God, they thought they'd make an offering to God, return the ark to Israel. That spiritual solution worked. Got that? So political rulers making political decisions, failure. Priests making an offering to God and returning things to their proper place, solution. That's the key, people. I think that's the key. That's what we need. That's why we need a strong spiritual core in the church. Not just you in your church, but the church in large. Trust me. Trust me when I say this. When they start shooting Christians because we're Christians, when it becomes more like China and they start beating us because we're Christians, the denominational issue will fade to the white.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach out to us, you are welcome to do so by texting 214-210-8483. I know you guys are waiting for the trivia. Get ready. 214-210-8483. Here we go. Here's the first trivia question. Remember, 214-210-8483. How many days and nights did Jesus fast when he went into the wilderness? How many days and nights? Text it to 214-210-8483. You're also welcome to text there and say howdy. Don't forget our website, HeMustIncrease.org. HeMustIncrease.org. Again, we've asked people, if you're able to give, great. We would really appreciate it, especially at a time like this. If you can't, don't worry about it. We're still praying for you. We're still asking the Lord's blessing on your life in every possible capacity. We hope everybody is doing great. That's all we desire, that people would do well. Email david@hemustincrease.org, david@hemustincrease.org, Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, and YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now, let's hear from our ministry partner.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, smoke, wind, flood cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services in the entire Texas area. Our ministry partner, Mr. Restore. You can go to MrRestore.com. That's Mr. M-R, or Restore, MrRestore.com. They have free evaluations, advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies. They're A-plus rated, thousands of happy customers, and they're big supporters of the Adaptive Training Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization that helps people that have severed limbs. And I'm not talking about just like a severed hand. I'm talking about severed limbs, 1, 2, 3, and 4 severed limbs, and they give these people hope and drive, and they give them a mission to work with. It's one of the things that Clint is very passionate about, and we support them, and we support Mr. Restore. And if you've got anything going on where you need cleanup, restoration services, or removals of stuff, they're the people you want to talk to. They're the ones at the top. MrRestore.com. You can also reach them by connecting to HeMustIncrease.org. We have a couple of people that are coming in on the answer. I'll ask that question one last time. We'll start the teaching, and then towards the end, I will give the official answer, which most of you are probably going to know. Pretty straightforward. How many days and nights did Jesus fast for when he was in the desert in that temptation. By the way, a lot of people don't recognize this, and you should really look at either Matthew, I think Matthew 4:1 is the best place where it says it in the Greek, but the Holy Spirit led him into that process. It was Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Sometimes the Lord will bring you to a place you're not anticipating, or you think, well, God would never lead me through something that's difficult. I just want to point out to you why that's so wrong and why we need to get on the right track with the Lord. Remember when all the disciples were together and Jesus said, let's go to the other side of the lake, and they all got in the boat and went on the other side of the lake? What happened while they were on their journey to the other side of the lake? In the perfect will of God, a storm came. Because storms are not, they're not exclusive, or they're not apart from Christian living. And so as Jesus is sleeping in the boat, they're in the boat, they're like, ah, a storm, ah. But that was part of the journey. It's just how you handle the storm and recognizing that Jesus is with you when you go through it. That's the big key, okay? All right. This little teaching has to do with my new little grandson. And I want to tell you this because I know there's parents out there and grandparents out there. And you're thinking in your mind, you know, my kid should be perfect, okay, because I'm a Christian. Let me help you. You're wrong, okay? It's not that we're not supposed to teach him. In fact, we are supposed to teach him. We are supposed to train them. But the idea that you think, well, because my child is not perfect, I failed at my parenting, is something that you have to get past because the devil just is using that against you. As a parent, if your child makes a decision not to follow the path, it is your responsibility to be the person that prays them back onto the track. You can only do the best that you can do and offer it before the Lord. But your job doesn't cease when they turn a certain age. And if they go to that age and veer off track, and I've rarely met somebody whose kids didn't do that to some degree, it's not your job to self-condemn. It's your job to petition and to ask God to help you and help that child and to not let the devil take advantage of you and discourage you. Okay? With that being said, here's the command that comes from Scripture that gives us an understanding that we need to do our best to communicate it. And again, if they go off track, it's our job to kind of pray them back in. But Psalm 78, verse 5 through 8, he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should teach them to their children, that the generation to come might know, even the children yet to be born, that they may arise and tell their children, that they should put their confidence in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not prepare its hearts and whose spirits were not faithful to God. It's our job to put confidence, remind them of the confidence in God. Remember, help them remember about God. Help them to obey God. Again, you can't do this for them. Okay? Psalm 78, verses 5 through 8. You can't make the decision for them, but you can pray them to this. And just so we can all be on the same page, you guys know me pretty well by now. Not much into name it and claim it kind of mentality. I'm a strong believer that you can pray for it and receive it. You can believe it and receive it, but I don't think you can name it and claim it kind of mentality. So in my mind, your job is not done until the trumpet blows and you are standing next to God or you're doing a dance, a two-step on Streets of Gold. That's when your job is done, okay? So my whole point in that is for you to understand, like in this Psalm 78, verse 5 through 8, that you will do your best to instill confidence, help them remember, help them obey, but that as a parent and as a grandparent, your job is to pray them there if they don't get there. You're never going to force your child to be exactly as you are in the Lord. Let me tell you a revelation that the Lord had given me. My mom and dad, in my family upbringing, we were Jewish. I went to private Hebrew school. I had a private tutor to do my Haftorah. Okay? I became a Christian. I raised children, three children. They will never encounter what I encountered, and their faith will never be the same as mine because their parents didn't have a breach or didn't have a breakdown. When I made a decision for Christ, I was ostracized. When my children made a decision for Christ, they were encouraged. It'll never be the same. And their generation won't be the same. And the next generation will be the same in the sense of how the experience goes. But if you continually teach and communicate and stand firm in the faithfulness to God, that they put confidence in God, that they remember God, and that they obey God, and even if they veer off, that you pray them back on, you are doing the best job you can do as a parent, as a grandparent. And that is your responsibility, and it never ends. Why I'm saying that is I've got six grandchildren. I'm praying that all six are diligent and faithful before the Lord. I can't guarantee that, but you know what I can do? I can bring the force of heaven as my weapon in powerful prayer, consistent, persistent, even annoying and irritating prayer to get the Lord to have the Holy Spirit move on them in such a way that they can respond to God. I don't care if they have the same relationship that I have with the Lord. I think in some ways that's dangerous. I just want them to have the best relationship with God that they can have. That's what I want. They don't have to be exactly like me. And you should never want anybody to be exactly like you, because how many little yous do you want running around the world? You want them to be as close to Jesus as they can get to and connect to the best way that they can to. And it's like, that's it. That's just the best you can do. And the Lord's not expecting you to do something that you can't do. And stop letting the devil drop stupid coals on your head, making you feel guilty about stuff. That's just ridiculous. Keep in mind, the devil is the father of lies. That means every lie that happens, he's involved. It's like, what? Don't listen to his lies. That's ridiculous stuff. All right, I do have to answer the trivia question, and so many of you got it right. Not that that was a tough one. How many days and nights did Jesus fast for? 40 days and 40 nights he fasted, and there is some question, not going to get into theologically, some question as to whether those temptations that are listed in Matthew and Luke were the only temptations, but they're the only ones that we have a record of or that we need to understand. And sometime I'll teach on that whole temptation process, how it goes through three different stages for body, soul, and spirit. It's really kind of fascinating stuff. It's just a fun teach, nothing big. Okay, we're going to take our break and then come back. We got so much stuff to do. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment. Because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table. And somehow,
fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it, because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach out to us, the way to do that is by text, as we are broadcasting from Spoon Studios in Fate, Texas. I mean, it's just so funny. It's so weird for me to think I'm broadcasting from Fate. You know, I don't know if you guys have ever been to Fate. I'm just going to say, Fate's a beautiful area. I really like it. But if you've ever gone downtown and you blink, you missed it. Bottom line, if you want to reach out to us, 214-210-8483. Another trivia question for you. It's not going to require deep thinking, but you got to be kind of specific on this. As you know, there were 10 plagues that took place in the book of Exodus. What was the 10th plague? 214-210-8483. It's 214-210-8483. I give people a chance to answer, so I typically don't respond to it till the end of the segment, just to let you know. HeMustIncrease.org is our website. HeMustIncrease.org. Tomorrow, and I don't want you to miss it, because some of you are like, well, I like it when you do the topicals, yes, but tomorrow I'm doing the expository teaching, and it's superbly important because it's on Ephesians chapter 5, and that is one of the cornerstones of all churches, just to let you know. So we'll be doing that tomorrow. If you want to email me, david@hemustincrease.org, david@hemustincrease.org. And then Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, and YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now let's hear from our next ministry partner. Kimberly Ellis, her and Tony, her husband, fantastic man and woman of God, just fantastic people. If you've got some real estate needs, if you've got some things that you need some answers on, I want you to reach out to her, 903-48-HOMES, 903-48-HOMES. Now, here's the thing. The thing is, she'll answer any question you need. She'll walk you through anything. We do want you to keep her and her husband in prayer. Tony's brother had passed just recently, but that doesn't mean she won't take your call, doesn't mean she won't talk to you, doesn't mean she won't do her best to help out, because her heart and Tony's heart, they're about helping people. So I really encourage you to reach out to them if you have anything going on in real estate, first-time buyer, experienced investor, foreclosure, short sale, doesn't matter. 903 48 Homes, 903-48-HOMES. You can also reach them through HeMustIncrease.org. As you know, we link that way. All right, I'll ask the question again. I'll answer it after I do the teaching. But the question is, there were 10 plagues that took place in Exodus. What was the 10th plague? The 10th, number 10. What was the one that, quote-unquote, sealed the deal and made it so that Pharaoh was like, okay, get out. Okay, that's the one we're looking for. You can text us at 214-210-8483. Okie dokie. I want to talk to you about something that I'm going to make a connection to something you might not have heard of, okay? So I'm going to kind of walking you down this path. 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 8 through 9, and a lot of you will know the story, but just watch where we're going to walk it to. It says, when these lepers came to the outskirts of the camp, they entered one tent and ate and drank and carried from there silver and gold and clothes and went and hid them. Then they returned and entered another tent and carried from there also, and then they went and hid them. But then they said to one another, we are not doing right. This day is a day of good news, but we are keeping silent. It's not right keeping silent with this good news. That's what they said. Our news can change lives. Our news can have an impact on people unlike any other impact, because our whole nation is suffering. If that was true for the lepers who went to the outskirts of a camp and came across some good things, how much more true is it for you and I that we'd be willing to share what we know is good news that will change lives? Now, here's something I want you to catch that maybe you didn't. Ready? Just bear with me. Luke 4:16 through 21, he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as was his custom, he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read. The book of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, and he opened to the book and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord." And he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The connection is that in that text that Jesus read, the very last segment said, after he says, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, he left that part out. And you're thinking, well, why would he leave out that part? That doesn't make sense. No, it does make sense. Because he left out the last line, because now is the time of good news. The vengeance of our God is going to come. And it's going to come on this planet. But I've got a message for you. In the midst of the virus and the lockdown, and looks like there's going to be a little lift and some change and some up and some down, and they're going to fight about it, and everybody's going to get mad, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do that. As Christians, guess what? It's still a good time. It's still a favorable time, because the vengeance of God has not come upon the earth yet, and we can still share the good news, because there's still an opportunity for people to enjoy a favorable time from God. And even though you got a virus going on, and you've got this up one direction and this another, some people are mad and some people hate each other and they're all fighting, for Christians, it's still a good time. It's still the good news time to share. You get that? You get that? This is still the good time. There is coming a time where it won't be. It won't be the good time. But right now it is. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Jesus. He anointed him to preach the gospel to the poor, proclaim release, I'll talk, hold on, proclaim release to the captive, recover sight to the blind, set free those who are oppressed. That is now, right now, still, right now, we're in that good news time. And as much as the world tries to, I think they do a marvelous job of making people depressed, we are in the time of good news. And if those lepers thought, we're not doing right, this is a day of good news, but we're keeping silent. If that was true with those guys, those lepers, could it not be applicable to you and me that maybe we're a little too silent about the good season and time it is still? There is coming a day where you will not have a chance to share with your neighbor. But that time is not yet. There is coming a day where you will not have an opportunity to share with a friend who's not made a decision. But that time is not yet. And you have some fantastic information that is so powerful it could change a nation. And what we should do, just like that DNA part, is we should be always ready. That ready part, you hear me talk about that DNA, and we've made it kind of our own. Never be ashamed is really important. But that always be ready, man, now, always, always, always be ready. Even if you just say, and I know this sounds crazy, because most people think when they share it, they have to do a Billy Graham sermon, and that's not how it goes. Here's what it is. It's, you could say as simply as, oh, yeah, the Lord helped me with that. And a person would go, what? And then the door opens. Oh, I went through that and then prayed about it, and the Lord helped me out of that. Oh, you know, I asked Jesus to help me with that. That's how I got through that. You keep thinking it's got to be some huge, you know, proclamation. You got to stand on top of a roof. Nope. Just be ready. Just always, always, always be ready. He'll use you when he wants to, how he wants to, the way he wants to. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. You don't have to be Billy Graham to share the gospel with somebody. And I will tell you now that even Billy Graham didn't think he was Billy Graham the way that we think he was Billy Graham. That's besides the point. The real key in that is just to draw close to the Lord, never be ashamed, always be ready. That's the key. All right, the answer to the question, what was that very last plague that went against the Egyptians, the death of every first male-born person, as well as every first male-born animal, every firstborn of the livestock, too. Death was actually the knocking ticket that God gave to Pharaoh, where Pharaoh said, that's enough, I'm out, get out. And so that's the answer we're looking for. Great answer. A bunch of people gave great answers. Excellent job. We're going to take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, your Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
John 7:24, stop judging by mere appearance and make a right judgment. That's all good. From 1 Corinthians 6:2, do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? You can't say Christians can't judge. They're commanded to. Here it is right here. Ready? Here's the bowling ball knocking down the pins. Every day as Christians, we have to judge what is appropriate, proper, healthy, and useful. Also, what people we believe we should hang out with, trust, believe in, or let influence, we have to judge that on a regular basis. When you choose your church, you're using your judgment abilities.
Bazinga.
I love that. Because listen, when you're choosing your church, you have to decide to pick one over another. Oh, here's the key. You're going to hate me. Ready? Here it is. If we have no ability to judge, we can't vote.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. A couple things I want to run by you real fast, and then we've got our teach, and then I want to talk about something else. You are welcome to text us at 214-210-8483. And again, I just want to thank everybody who is texting us. I do the best I can to get to them, and sometimes you'll send me a text, and it'll be like it's hours later that I'll send you a reply. It's just that we do the best we can, and I think people can understand that. Number two, as you can tell, we have some older emails in some of our commercials, and one that says Dave has 5 grandkids, and so all that stuff will get updated, but none of that needs to be updated right now, so we'll get to that, I promise. When that's a priority, we'll get to it, but it's not a priority yet. Number three, go ahead and visit, if you get a chance, hemusincrease.org. Yes, we want you to, certainly we want you to give and participate, but there are some audios on there, including my testimony, that are really encouraging. And they're built around people that get discouraged or have a lot of hard things happening. So they're built on purpose that way. So if you have not taken advantage, please do so. HeMustIncrease.org, HeMustIncrease.org. Email David@HeMustIncrease.org. That's pretty easy. Facebook and YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. As I mentioned before, I'm going to be on Eagle Perch Radio. It's a friend of mine named Noah. And Noah was a producer on my show for years. He was my first producer. And he actually helped me get into business. He's been in radio for 20,000 years. Okay, well, not 20,000. He just seems like it. And so he put together a Twitter account for me, David Spoon, @SpoonExperience, because my handle. We used to do that routine quite a bit back in the day. Here's one thing I want to let you know, and then we'll go into our last teach. And this is a kind of an interesting thing, so I'm sharing real personal stuff with you. So in my prayer time, you know, everybody has, I think everybody has some routines or some things they do that have a consistency, and then the Lord might add to that, or you might grow in that, or it might be some other phase. I went through a strong phase where I was quoting scripture to the Lord while I was praying, and that's what the disciples did that. They said, you wrote, blah, blah, blah. And so you go through all these different phases, and I actually thought about writing my thesis on that because I thought that's kind of fascinating. But one of the things that's been happening is in this process of being restricted to some of our movements, there is the one thing that it has called Christians to do, and that's a little bit more clarifying in our self-examination. And I encourage you, I do, as dangerous as this is to say, not to hesitate to say to the Lord, you know, I want you to examine me. I want you to show me what I need to work on. I want to see what those things are. Not because you're trying to be holier than the guy or the gal next to you, but just because you're trying to please him with by what you do, by what you say, and how you live. The real reason that we want to do the things the Lord wants us to do, the real motivation should be because we love him. Not because we're trying to prove something to other people as much as trying to express our devotion and our commitment to him. Because you know what? He saved you 10,000, if not 10,000 beyond times. And he loves you so much, and he cares for you so much. And every time you're hurting, he knows. And when you rejoice, he rejoices. You know what I'm saying? He's with you. Remember, Jesus wept. He wasn't weeping for Lazarus. Lazarus getting up in an hour. He was just all the pain that all his kids were going through, all that hardship. He knows. He knows what you're going through. So bring yourself before the Lord. You know, ask for a little heart surgery. Don't hesitate. It's not like the Lord ever does it in some kind of evil way or something. It's just you want to get closer to him. You want to be more like Jesus. Express that. You're going to find out as soon as you do that in humility that you just got an inch closer. And if you can get an inch closer, my friend, that's all of it. That's all of it. The closer and the closer and the closer we can get. All right, 2 Kings chapter 8, verse 4 through 6. Now the king was talking to Gehazi, the servant of the man of God. Please relate to me all the great things that Elisha has done. And as he was relating to the king how he had restored to life the one who was dead, behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life appealed to the king for her house and for her field. And Gehazi said, "My lord, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son, whom Elisha restored to life." When the king asked the woman, she related it to him. So the king appointed for her a certain officer, saying, "Restore all that was hers and all the produce of the field from the day she left that land until now." I love this. So Gehazi is telling the king stories about Elisha. And while he's telling him the story, the lady with the son, who he's telling the story about, is making her appeal to the king. And the king is like, listen to the story. And Gehazi's like, wait, that's her. That's her. And why I bring that up is because of this. Divine timing is so awesome. Divine appointments are so awesome. Divine destiny is so awesome. Does that mean that everything is predestined to the point where if you sneeze, God ordained the sneeze? No, I'm not really talking about that. But these kind of things where there's an appointment, there's a moment where you're doing something, where you're saying something, where you're thinking something, where you're processing something, and the Lord gives witness, gives testimony while that's going on. So powerful. It's we call it divine appointments. We don't really have a good term for it other than the Lord's in charge. Good enough. But there are moments that God has set in our lives that are so overly coordinated that there's no denial. Does every single moment bear that? I don't think, not that way. Not every moment was that he's telling a story, she comes in while he's telling the story kind of thing. But it happens. And why I think that's fascinating is because what it should tell us is if you're a person that, I don't know, even if you wear a watch anymore, because a lot of people don't wear watches the same way, if you're a person that wears a watch, or if you're a person that has a cell phone that has a clock in it or a watch in it, or if you're like me and I've got the little atomic clock while I'm doing this show on my little really inexpensive Chromebook, really, really inexpensive, that's all I'm going to say to you, and the clock is moving, what it should show you is that God has the tick-tock nailed down in your life. I'm not talking about to the very hour. I'm talking like to the very second. It's amazing. Keep in mind that Israel left 430 years later to the day a whole nation left what was prophesied. I mean, if you think about God's timing, it's amazing. Actually, it should be really encouraging. Whenever you see a clock, you should just think, yeah, God's got my clock. He's got my time. He's got my watch. He's got my cell phone clock. He's got my little atomic clock. He's got me rolling. He knows when the seconds are coming, when the seconds are going. He knows when the little hand's going up and down, the big hand's going up and down. He knows, because he knows, and he cares, and he coordinates because he loves. And we're like, cool. It's like, how is that not just a great truth to just rejoice in? The Lord has not lost your file. And I understand that there are things that you don't understand what he's doing or why he allows it. I agree. I understand that as a human being. But as somebody who speaks what's in that book, I also recognize he wastes nothing. Nothing gets by him. Everything has a purpose to it. Everything has a time. Everything has an appointment. Everything has a destiny, including the way he shows you he's involved in your life. Isn't that cool? I mean, that when you worship the Lord, that's the kind of stuff I think about when I'm worshiping. So like, you are so awesome. You are like Mr. Coordinator. I know, that's probably not the best title, but it's true. I mean, we sing this song, Waymaker. It's like because he's making a way, right? Okay. That's the stuff you want to hang on to. That's the uplifting stuff. Not only that, but who knows what the next appointment will be. And then the other cool thing that when you do have a divine appointment is it just shows you that you're in the calendar. You're in the clock. You're in the planner. It's all part of the system. I love it. Oh, you have to love stuff like that, okay? Smile, laugh, relax, enjoy the ride, because he's the author and finisher of your faith, right? Right. Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, taking a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.